It's Monday, February 20th, 2017 AD. This is a special edition of The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. On Saturday, Norma McCorvey, the woman who first became known as Jane Roe in the infamous 1973 Supreme Court abortion case Roe v. Wade, died at the age of 69. She crossed paths with Reverend Flip Benham, who founded the Dallas chapter of Operation Rescue back in 1988. After Benham succeeded Randall Terry as national director of Operation Rescue in 1994, he confronted McCorvey at a book signing of her autobiography entitled I Am Roe. He told her that she was, quote, responsible for the deaths of over 33 million children, unquote. The Worldview spoke with Pastor Benham about McCorvey's initial hostility towards him.
We were in Dallas, Texas at Aware Women. That was an abortion mill that Miss Norma worked at. And we go out there on a number of occasions. She just became a great antagonist. She'd leave messages on my answering machine like, well, we're cooking barbecued babies today. You want some? You know, stuff like that.
6 months later, he opened Operation Rescue's national headquarters next to the abortion mill where McCorvey was working at the time. While she initially resisted any contact, McCorvey eventually started to talk to Benham during her smoking breaks.
It wasn't long before she began to warm up toward us. Two little girls were daughters of my administrative secretary, Chelsea and Emily, would go out and invite her to church and be nice, and Miss Norma really cottoned up to them. Things began to change, and we both liked Beach Boys.
In fact, it was during one friendly